mumble a lot, so.
Oh, I can't.
All men do.
All men do. That's me too, Donna. I feel like
Donna's saying all.
Objectifying.
That's okay. I mean all.
Rick, would you open us in a word of prayer? Would that be okay?
Yeah. So, Lord, we love you. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for the gathering. I know that people had to make arrangements and expense and travel to get down here, so thank you for everybody that's here. I thank you for the people that will speak. I just pray that you give them the words to speak. Give us ears to hear, Lord. Let us walk away from this, gleaning what you would have us glean. So, Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you for being here with us. It's in the name of the prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Great. Well, I was just going to share out of my life and my wife's life what something that what is the purpose of why we do this? You know, is it just to get away? Is it just another vacation? Is it just to spend 24 hours? You know, or is it just a checklist to make everybody happy? And I am in the learning process, and probably hopefully will be forever. I used to say learned. And, I learned that. And a kind friend named Donna let me know, are you learning? Are you learning? And I said, no, that's right. That's right. Because I kind of had this mentality of, oh, I did it. I checked the box. I spiked the ball. Do the touchdown dance. And I realized, oh, I really, that's not it. I don't understand. And there's kind of a concept called caught, not taught. Catching an understanding of something. And I've kind of come to understand that it's both. It's taught and it's caught. And someone can teach me something and I can make the intellectual assent to, okay, I get it, I understand how the pieces go together and stuff, but it doesn't mean it's on my heart. And it doesn't mean I really have any real understanding. And when I got married to my lovely wife Rachel over there, and I'm Bradley Berger for any, I think I know everyone here, so I didn't, sorry, but I did not understand. I didn't understand. I didn't get it. And so but I had these guys around me that did, that kind of were living it out in front of me. They weren't hammering it down on me, but suggestions, are you open to counsel? Can I have coffee first? You know? But I was, and I still didn't understand it. And so I married a woman who really values quality time. And I really value words of affirmation. And so I decided, in my mind, it was she must value words of affirmation too. So I'm going to do a really good job of that. And I didn't put any, I just didn't listen and hear, no, she really wants some quality time. And she really wants the nest to be hers. I'm going to call it the nest, the home. We have four kids. I work in real estate, and I have a very flexible situation. So I'm in the home a lot, and it gets very confusing as where's my office, where's her office. And I decided, just like I always have, I'll run the office, and not realizing I was running her office also. And so I wasn't balancing any of these things well. And a lot of frustration started coming in my home. I wasn't as frustrated, but apparently my wife was very, very frustrated. And then I started to get frustrated because she was frustrated. Nobody's happy, right? What's the old saying? If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And I just didn't understand, guys. I just didn't get it. And I wanted to. So, it was suggested to me a year ago, why don't you plan a vacation with her? Man, we just had another kid, and I mean, it's just going. Well, you don't have to do it now. Plan it out in advance. Have you ever heard of deferred gratification, Bradley? Well, yeah. She'll appreciate the deferred gratification. No, she wants to go now. Finally, one day, I just said, okay. And I said, how long would it be before you'd be willing to leave? We have an 18-month, a 2.5-year-old, and then two 15-year-olds. How long would it be until you'd be comfortable leaving? She grew up spending some time at her grandparents had a place in Hawaii, and so she loves Hawaii, but that's not an overnight weekend trip, right? And I said, how long would it be before you go, I don't know, 7 to 10 nights somewhere? I didn't say where, just, you know, somewhere. She goes, well, I don't know. I said, a year? Oh, no, they're not over. 2 years? No. Anyways, we made it all the way out to 2026. And I said, all right, they're 4 and 5 years old. Did you do it then? And she says, yes. Depends on who's watching. I go, okay, that's fine. That can all be settled later. But, and so that's good. I said, okay, pick a trip. Why? Whatever you want. I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, how do I pay for this? Like, what's going on? Like, what have I gotten myself into? Are you kidding me? Like, and I mean, I'm already backtracking in my head and my heart going, oh, this is fraught with error. And she all of a sudden goes, are you serious? I'm going, no, don't tell me he's right again. I said, really? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, okay. Hey, what do you want for dinner?
What?
No, this isn't happening. So I said, okay, this is working, and I'm a guy that, like, well, more's got to be better. I go, and this summer, we should go somewhere for, like, how many nights would you go? She goes, 3. I go, all right, plan a trip for that, too. The next 6 months of my life were amazing. And I thought, holy mackerel, the deferred gratification's real. You know, we're in a society that wants this immediate thing so much. At least, I mean, we have microwaves and everything else. I mean, bread makers that'll do it all for you in 2 hours. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, but she was so excited to look at it and plan it and put it out. And I went, that was kind of the beginning of me going, there's something to this. I still didn't understand all the why and all that. And I'm kind of a guy that doesn't have to. I'm learning, but I've learned enough at this point that I can kind of trust that in faith, and I can just look at the fruit and kind of move forward a little bit and go, okay, and I can trust the guys that love me and are around me, that have gone before me and are leading by example. There's a verse, Hebrews 13:7. It says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to the word of God to you, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Okay, I can do that. I can imitate. It doesn't mean I understand it, but I can imitate and keep going. And so, as this was going on and happening, I started kind of getting these concepts a little bit more about, okay, you know, getting her out of the house, getting myself out, and getting that dedicated time together. Okay, that was kind of a first piece. Well, we still kind of had the chaos going on, and still do. I mean, we're still working through it in our home, because there was this crossover. I'm managing over here. She doesn't want to be managed. That's the crossover. But I'm not really getting it. And if the concept was finally kind of given to me, like, have you considered that whether, and she works, whether she works, but this is her office. This is her primary office. This is her place. You live here. It's her house. And then it was brought to me, have you considered, like, really humbling yourself in this and being okay with it? And I thought, no, I haven't. And I don't like what you're saying now. But I'm looking at it and going, okay, well, consider the guys that went before me and imitate their faith, right? This is the process that I was going through. I'm being taught, but I hadn't caught it yet. And I'm still catching it. And I'll probably be catching it forever, maybe. I don't know. But I started looking at this and going, okay, Not my place. I got some documents to say otherwise, but it's not my house. So what do I do? And so as we were talking about these things recently, and I started to understand the purpose a bit, and I'm watching her open up, kind of like a flower that's actually been given some sun and water and allowed to grow instead of someone covering over her all the time and saying, do this, do that. No, you got to move this way, and that, you know. Only thing I know to do sometimes is shut my mouth, and she'd say, well, what do you think about this? Not today, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I'd say, whatever you want to do is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, it's not a setup. And she's looking at me, our 15-year-old daughter's looking at me going, what's wrong? wrong with you? You know, she doesn't understand. Everyone's confused in my house now. I'm calling the guy that told me to do this. I'm going, well, good. Everyone's confused now. Nobody knows what to do. Give it time. And so this just kept happening, right? And it's been a short amount of time, but it's amazing how I've tried it before, and I'm just not that successful the first go at it, I guess. But I'm watching it, and I'm going, okay. What led to this conversation we're talking about, we have some friends who we wanted to come, and they said something about not having the money. And I opened my mouth. I said, it's not about the money. And she goes, it's not? I said, not usually. It's not usually. It's not usually about the money. It's usually about prioritizing things. And I immediately realized, boy, you backed yourself into a corner here. And she said, oh, really? Why didn't we go the first year we were married? She goes, was it about the money like you said? No. I said, I didn't understand the value. I didn't understand the value, plain and simple. I said, I didn't prioritize taking you and spending 24 hours with you over other things that were going on. And I was immediately convicted of this, and now I'm starting to catch it and get some understanding around this. And believe it or not, it was very freeing to be able to say that to my wife and say to her honestly, no. And a couple sponsored us, and actually we ended up going. And I said, I didn't understand them, but I'm starting to. I'm starting to see it. That's the purpose of this, is guys that went before me are showing me, get your wife out. Get her out of here. So that she, you two, and you can focus on her and you can serve her. And then go do this on your own. Don't wait for there to be an event once a year, is what I was told. Do this on your own. Take your wife out. Date her. Do these things. Every once in a while, it'll just be, I'll tell myself one more time. You know how it is with kids. Someone's always sick. Someone's always whatever. And I said to her, probably maybe a month ago, I said, would you like to go to lunch with me on Friday? I think I said on a Monday or Tuesday. I could see she was just very tired, and we just got done caregiving for my mom, and so everyone was really exhausted and all this, and she said, yeah, absolutely. Thursday comes around. I've totally forgotten about this. I didn't put it on my calendar. I didn't make it a priority like I would a meeting. I didn't give it the what it really deserved, because it was so important. It's nighttime. We're in the closet and getting ready for bed, and she looks at me and she goes, I'm really excited about tomorrow. Did you mean what you said? Absolutely. I've been thinking about it all week. I did mean what I said. I didn't bother to say I didn't remember. I just said absolutely. In my head I'm scrambling like this and that, and then this thought came to me. It's like, when I make a meeting with a guy, whether it's just to meet with him or it's with him, I don't cancel. No way. I'm not canceling. Why would I cancel on my wife? The most important relationship I have on this side of heaven, why would I cancel on her ever? No amount of dollars, no amount of anything is going to get me to cancel on her. And I went, you betcha. If that means I'm getting up earlier tomorrow and getting some things done so that we, and that's what we did. We had a wonderful time. And I get to watch this happen in my wife, which is so rewarding, and I get to learn. I mean, all the time. Lots of opportunities for growth in my marriage. And so I'm excited now to do these things. There's one last verse I just wanted to say or share with you. And it was something that it goes back to that modeling. And it was Philippians 4, verse 9. And it says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. There's different versions, but that's... And I went, okay, I'm watching. The guy that came into my life, he told me one time, he said, well, I got to get her out of the house and get her away. She doesn't know how to relax. Not relax, but just she's got to get her away from everybody. And I said, okay, so if I get my wife away, then we have this. It has deepened things. It just that understanding of starting to be able to, even if it was just for a lunch or whatever. So I don't want to go on this, but I just wanted to share from my heart, like, the purpose of these things is not to hit another checkbox, like I was thinking, like I did most of my life, was I'm going to hit all the boxes and do all the things. It started to finally get on my heart, and now I look forward to, and I mean, the planning alone, and her getting excited is just is, that's worth it, you know. But it's really starting to impact my marriage as I start to understand these things that, you know, I really gotta value that one-on-one time, and I have to prioritize it above all the other things. And so that's it. I don't, like I said, I don't want to drone on. So what we're going to do now is Cole and Aaron Paschal have agreed to share some of their experience with us, do a little bit of interview style. So we'll get set up, and then we'll move to that. Right. And then we've got a really fun game.
What was the first verse you quoted?
Hebrews 13:7. Remember those that spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their life and imitate their faith. And imitate their faith. Yeah. All right. Sam, you want to... I guess I should say, does anybody have any questions? I don't, or comments, or... There you go. But thank you.
What if we just move this out of the way and y'all can sit here?
Yeah, that's good.
That's how long it takes.